again Monday morning at this same time, 8:30, for another program with Victor H. Lindlar from WGN in Chicago, the voice of the Middle West. The weather forecast for Chicago and vicinity indicates partly cloudy through tomorrow. No decided change in temperature. Gentle to moderate east to northeast winds. High today, 68. Next, the wishing well.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Carson Perry, Scott & Company present The Wishing Well with Mary Paxton.
No request is too extreme when you wish upon a star as
The Wishing Well, 15 minutes of popular music by recording and transcription. Helpful shopping hints from Carson Perry, Scott & Company, and an opportunity to have a wish and have your wish come true. And now here she is, Mary Paxton.
Thank you, Howard Engel. Good morning, everybody.
Say, Mary, today's the day we announce another winner, isn't that right?
Yes, it is, Howard. It's the second Friday of the month, and that means we'll soon be announcing the June Wedding Anniversary Award. Friends, if you've written to The Wishing Well in the past year, and your wedding anniversary is this month, listen carefully because it may be your wish that comes true. Right now, I think it'd be very nice, though, to have a bit of music. What do you say, Holland?
I think it's a fine idea, Mary, particularly when we have such fine little tunes to start off with.
What is it, something new?
Well, it's growing in popularity every day, Mary. It's a mighty cute little number from the production Anchors Away. Reed Christensen and the Martin Men with Freddie Martin's orchestra about to sing I Begged Her.
As I felt, I knew I was liable to revert right back to my ancestors' Bible. They used to conquer Dame long ago, then grab her by the hand, drag her home. Last night I met a girl evasive, and I found words are just as persuasive. I begged her. I told her, baby, come out of your shell. I told her, maybe you'll find that it's well. I said you can't send me home, not like this. And I finally got that kiss.
During every war loan drive, you've been told that your war bond dollars are needed for clothing, food, tanks, guns, ammunition, all kinds of equipment for our fighting forces. Well, now you have a first-hand chance to see just where your war bond dollars go. I am, of course, talking about the Great Army Show in progress on State Street. Everyone's talking about this show. It's something you shouldn't miss. It began June 1st and will continue through June 11th, so you better make plans to see it right now. Carson Perry, Scott & Company have asked us to devote all commercial time this morning to telling you about the On to Tokyo Army Show on State Street.
The Army, in cooperation with the State Street Council and the U.S. Treasury Department, are sponsoring this gigantic exhibit of war materials. And there are demonstrations and special shows on State Street every day. This display is in line with the theme of State Street during the mighty Seventh War Loan. And the object of the show is to sell more war bonds and put the Seventh War Loan well over the top.
The exhibit extends from Randolph to Congress Street on State. Ordnance equipment features tanks, heavy artillery pieces, and amphibious vehicles. The Pershing tank, weighing 45 tons, is on display. Shows are given hourly, starting at 11 a.m. in a large quartermaster corps exhibit tent, which occupies Randolph Street from State to Dearborn. There are food demonstrations, clothing shows of American, German, and Japanese uniforms, and a barracks display.
You've read about the pontoon bridges, which have played such an important part in our victories. Well, right at Madison and State Street, you can see a 10-ton pontoon bridge rapidly constructed by Army engineers as part of the On to Tokyo show. Also, explained for the first time.
Mere words can't do justice to this great show. When you see it, you'll appreciate how vast are the needs of our fighting forces. You'll have a better understanding of why bigger, extra bonds are needed to pave the way to Tokyo. Carson Imperial Scott and Company are cooperating in every possible way to put the mighty Seventh War Loan over the top. You'll find bond booths conveniently located throughout the store. Any employee will be happy to direct you to one of these bond booths. When you buy bonds at Carson, you pay for and receive immediately. One complete transaction.
Remember, the On to Tokyo Army Show will be here only through June 11th. Be sure to see it, and be sure to invest in those bigger, extra bonds. You're making the soundest investment in the world and bringing victory closer with every war bond you buy.
Now we return to our music. This time, the tune is June Comes Around Every Year. It's to be sung by our good old friend, Bing Crosby, to the music of John Scott Trotter's orchestra.
June comes around every year. Oh, June comes around every spring time. Just when your poor old heart can't go on, it seems. A basket full of dreams, and before you know it, you see the moon wink your eyes. Two hearts are waltzing in springtime. So wear a great big smile, 'cause after all, you never fall for last year's style and do. Comes around every year. Papers are cloudy with showers, cloudy and rainy for hours. Never a word about flowers. Well, something must be wrong, 'cause you comes around every springtime. Just when you're poor, oh, then June comes around with a basket full of dreams. And before you know it, you see the moon winking down. Two hearts are waltzing in spring. So wear a great big smile, and June comes around every year.
Everything's funny, suddenly everything's funny, suddenly you're right in the money, 'cause jolly old June is here.
June comes around every year. Speaking of June, Mary, who is the winner of the June Wedding Anniversary Award?
Well, Holland, our sincerest congratulations and best wishes go this morning to Mrs. Helen Shanahan of 10608 South Wallace Street, Chicago, Illinois. She'll be celebrating her anniversary on the 27th of June. She wins her wish for a dress and a hat. She wins a lovely border print mesh dress from the fourth floor moderately priced dress section at Carson, priced at $22.95. And to go with this dress, she wins a lovely neutral-colored Panama hat, from the notary section of the downstairs store at Constantine Scott & Company. Congratulations to Mrs. Helen Shanahan of 10608 South Wallace Street, Chicago, Illinois.
My congratulations, too, to our winner. And friends, since today is Friday, it's the start of a new week's contest at the Wishing Well. Simply write a card or a letter to the Wishing Well, WGN Chicago 11, describing accurately something you'd like as a gift from Carson's Fine Store. The next tell in 40 words or less why you want your wish to come true. Then add the date of your birthday, not your age, and also add the date of your wedding anniversary if you're married. The decision of the judges is final. If they choose your entry as best, your wish will come true 1 week from Tuesday.
You'll surely recognize it's called When We're Alone or The Penthouse Serenade, played by Claude Sweeten and the orchestra. Send that wish to us, describe accurately in a card or letter something you'd like to have from Carson. Address your entry to the Wishing Well, WGN, Chicago 11.
Carson Perry Scott and Company cordially invite you to listen to their distinguished guest hour, broadcast over WGN every Sunday at 1:30. The guest this Sunday will be the Reverend Guy Howard, known as the Walking Preacher of the Ozarks. The Reverend Mr. Howard will tell you about his unusual experiences among the hill people of the Ozarks.
Our Wishing Well time's up for this morning. Carson's store hours, excepting Mondays, are 9:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Have a swell weekend, will you? Until Monday, this is Mary Paxton wishing you well from the Wishing Well.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to the Wishing Well program sponsored by Carson Perry Scott & Company. Tune in Monday at the usual time when Mary Paxton will be back with more good wishes and good music by recording and transcription. WGN in Chicago, the voice of the Middle West.